as frustrating a loss as you can remember in this season, at least?
It's frustrating. I don't know if it's the most frustrating loss, but it's frustrating. You know, lose six games straight, as much talent and ability we have in this room. I don't know what to say. It's hard for me to explain, but yeah, I know what these guys are made of. I know what this team's all about. They're just not producing right now.
What made it worse?
I think for the most part of the season, you know, we've been a three-quarter team. You know, this time, you know, we got down early. You know, turnovers actually aren't good. You know, you can't have turnovers in this league and expect to win. But it's not all on the quarterback, man. It's us as a team. You know, we got to be accountable across the board. And, you know, obviously the quarterback's the main guy. Everybody, you know, wants to point fingers at him, but it's not just him, it's everybody.
What does it mean when he walks into this locker room and he takes the blame and puts on his shoulders? Does that mean anything to you?
That's just the guy he is. You know, he's an accountable player. You know, we got to have more guys like that. You know, I expect that from him to step up there and own up to it, but it's not only his fault. It's all of us, like I said, and, you know, we got to find a way to play as a team. That offense, defense, special teams can come together for all three phases.
You say you need players like that. Is accountability across the board kind of an issue?
I think that's something we got to, you know, address. You know, we got to have guys on the same page and, you know, eliminate the off-the-field stuff, on-the-field stuff, and just come together as a team. You know, you look across the board at the teams that have success in this league. You know, they play as, you know, as a team, and right now we're not really doing that. So we got to find a way to get back on track to how we were last year, when everybody just believed in what we had going on. And, you know, we'll do that. I know the coaches, the general managers, and those guys upstairs will address that and find a way to get back on track.
Do you see any signs of things unraveling?
Do you think they'll really shut a bad
tone
to this team?
I mean, just look across the board. You know, football is a game of focus. You know, and if you're not focused and things outside of what's going on the field kind of distract you, it's a problem. You know, I'm not pointing to that one issue of where we're at, but, you know, we got to find a way to just eliminate everything and just focus on the guys in this locker room. And if you're with us, be with us. If you're not, then, you know, keep moving.
What needs to change? I mean, what can change at this stage?
I don't know. You know, we have two games left at home, and we owe the fans to finish out strong. You know, we got to finish out strong for the fans, and that's what our goal right now is to do. You know, we're a 4-10 team, and, you know, it sucks, man. You know, we're a better team than what we played this season. It's frustrating.
I was just going to say, when you're backed up at your own five twice, you know, with turnovers, what sort of buy-in is that?
It's tough. It's real tough. You know, when you give an offense a short field like that and you got to stop them for four downs, it's hard. But, you know, we'll find a way to bounce back.